This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In that big bad city of brotherly love, Sports Radio 94 WIP. I'm Ricky Ricardo. We're here until 10 o'clock. We will keep you entertained and informed. Really, the headline of the day, as far as the world of sports is concerned, is the conference call that all the commissioners had with the president of the United States this afternoon. The headline that came from that conference call and that conversation was basically the president saying that he believes the NFL season can start on time in September. If that's wishful thinking, then so be it. But look, I hope he's right. And that Trump also said that he hopes to have fans back in stadiums and arenas by August and September. So the possibility still exists of maybe having some games played in stadiums without fans to begin with. No one really knows, as we just deal with this on a day-to-day basis. But my buddy Tommy Kahnle, who is a right-handed fireballing relief pitcher for the New York Yankees, but forget that. For our audience, what Tommy Kahnle really is probably the biggest, wildest, craziest Philadelphia, and well-informed, by the way, Philadelphia Eagles fan that I have ever met, and a big wrestling fan, too, who's probably getting ready for night number one of WrestleMania. Tommy, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Ricky, how's it going? I'm good, man. Just like you said, getting ready for WrestleMania here.
All right. Now, Tommy, before we discuss the Eagle, you know, free agency moves so far, what you like, what you don't like, a little preview of WrestleMania, two nights, tonight and tomorrow with Rob Gronkowski as the host, I've got to get into the mind of a fine-tuned athlete like yourself. You know, we were together in spring training, as were, you know, every team in Florida and Arizona. But a guy like you was, you know, you have a throwing program which started, you know, back in, I don't know, January, February. You guys are like a fine-tuned machine, and everything you do on a daily basis has a purpose, has a meaning, and it's all, you know, to get ready for opening day, and you try to be, you know, as to the day as you possibly can in preparation to the very day. You guys, you know, you will rest one day, you'll throw another, you'll run this, that, blah, 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 blah. I want to get into the mind of an athlete like you when the rug is basically pulled out from under you, you know, overnight. Because I remember the team was, I was with the team on the east coast of Florida. They were playing a couple of exhibition games in Jupiter and in Palm Beach while you guys, the veterans, were back, you know, at camp in Tampa. But all of a sudden, Tommy, you get this news that spring training, you know, because we really didn't have much warning about this. There were rumors circling and some people were starting to talk. But then all of a sudden, bang, here it is. Spring training is over. It's canceled. You know, your body was in a certain point of preparation, ready for the season. You know, how difficult was it just to turn everything off at the drop of a dime?
It was tough, man. It wasn't easy. I mean, I know a lot of guys kept doing the same stuff that we would do every day. I mean, I knew I kind of took an extended little break just because we, not knowing. It was just kind of came out of nowhere, hit us all right in the face. It was pretty wild, and it sucked, I'm not going to lie.
How does a guy like you keep in shape now, knowing that, hey, they could say, okay, we're back in Florida for more spring training. I don't know. I'm going to throw a date out. Let's say, you know, if they told you, you know, we'll be back on, God willing, May 15th, let's say, or June 1st, and you've got a couple of weeks to get ready. Is there really enough time abbreviated for pitchers like yourself to get ready quickly to get some sort of season underway?
I mean, I feel like I won't have an issue with it. I mean, I've been throwing, if I have to throw my backyard here into a net, I've been doing that just to, so I don't have to go out and try to find people to throw with. But basically, I mean, I feel like it, as long as guys can throw bullpens and stuff, mm-hmm. and I know it's going to be, I think it would be tougher for the starters, unlike the relievers, to be honest, because mm-hmm. they got to build up their pitch counts again. And I think it's just, it's going to be a tougher time for starters to get acclimated.
As far as the notion of playing, if we had to, Tommy, and I think we're heading in that direction. If we had to play games, and it's going to be tough to play games in New York City, which is, you know, it's where the COVID-19 has had obviously the most rabid effect. But could you, in your mind, could you play games in stadiums with no fans, even if it's for a week or two?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't see why not. It wouldn't bother me. I just want to play. I'm getting pretty bored here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody would say the same thing. We all just want to play.
So most guys you think would be okay with kicking off a season, even if it's, you know, you guys together, quarantined together as a group, what you basically are during a season anyway, but even tighter. And if we had to play games, let's say regular season games in Florida away from, you know, from the home city, just to get this thing rolling and get our country back rolling again, you'd be okay with that?
Yeah, I'd be perfectly fine with it.
All right, that's good to hear. All right, let's shift our focus to
get going. You know,
let's shift our focus to the team that you love the most, and that's the wings on the helmet. Your Philadelphia Eagles. Give me your take. Some of the time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm an Eagle broadcaster, and there have been days when Tommy tells me what Howie's moves, you know, were or are going to be even before I know. Give me your take on everything that Roseman's done in the offseason, the free agent signings, Malcolm not being there, Jason Peters not being there. What's your take on all things Birds?
So far, I think it's been a pretty good offseason, to be honest. I mean, obviously we let go a couple veteran guys, but I like the where he's going, trying to get younger. I mean, it's definitely a big thing that they have to start to do again, and I really was impressed with the trade for Slay, and then also the signing of Robbie Coleman. Mm-hmm. I was finally happy that he realized there's been a little struggle there the last few years with the secondary, so got to start beefing it up.
Are you okay with the addition on the defensive line and really concentrating on the defensive side of the ball until maybe we get to the draft when he can start turning his attention to the offense?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Especially, I remember, like you just said, the defensive line. Bringing in Hargrave, too, is a big, big addition for us. I was hoping that they would bring in another pass rusher, but never know. You can find one in the draft. It seems like there's always an abundance that come out.
Or would you make the deal for the Jaguar lineman in Ngakoue?
If they can find the right deal without having to give up that first round pick, I would love it.
If it was next year's number one, would you do it?
I think I probably would, to be honest. I think I would. That guy is a freak, and getting younger at the end position would only just make it even better for us.
All right. Do you know I have to ask you. Do you have your Slay jersey yet?
No, not yet. That will be coming, though. That's a guarantee. You know me.
I know you. What are the next five? The next five jerseys you're going to order? Slay? Who else?
Oh man,
Robbie Coleman.
Tough. I don't know if I'm going to get Robbie Coleman, but definitely going to get Slay. I need a Brandon Graham. They just don't sell them. I don't understand.
So you need a Brandon.
You've been Brandon Graham's for the last like 5 years. Can't get one.
I know you want an Ike Reese one, and Ike's trying to find me one for you. So you can get your Reese jersey. All right, now draft wise, all right, you want a receiver or do you want to shore up the secondary? Where should Howie go as far as first round?
Well, now that he went out and signed the two corners or traded for the one and signed the other, I think I'm big going with the receiver if they can get it. If there's not a guy there, I would say you got to go and address the linebacker position with that pick.
First round linebacker?
Yeah, I think so. There's some good ones out there.
Of the receivers available, who's your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah.
To be honest, I think it's Higgins, but I don't know if he'll fall that far down.
Well, if there's one guy that might fall, it's Higgins from Clemson, because you figure the two Alabama guys are going to go,
they're going high.
They're
going
to go high.
Yeah,
Jefferson from LSU is good. He may be out of the picture by the time,
to be honest.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'd love to see
– you guys have been looking at.
I'd love to see T. Higgins in an Eagle uniform myself. All right. Tonight, this is, as important as just having something to focus on. But the way the WWE tonight is providing people with entertainment, and I get it. It was supposed to be, right down the street here at Raymond James Stadium, 75,000 people. It's a spectacle. WrestleMania is the Super Bowl, World Series, all rolled into one for wrestling. But Tommy, just how important do you think it is that the sporting public, whether they're big wrestling fans or not, has an event, something to take our attention away here for the next couple nights? Let's start with that fact alone.
Yeah, I think this is a good thing. It's definitely, I guarantee there's going to be a lot more views than usual, just because there's going to be so many people at home. And I think, this is why not, because right now they're doing, I'm pretty sure you get a WWE Network, you get the first month free, and you're getting WrestleMania for free. So I don't know why not. There's not much going on in the world for a huge sports fan. So might as well try to watch some WrestleMania, relive the old days.
What do you think of Gronkowski as the host of the whole event? I think it's the perfect guy.
It could get good. We'll have to see. I don't know. Oh, man. I can't believe he's going to be in it, to be honest. It's out of control.
He's the host for the entire event.
So
which match are you most looking forward to here in these next couple of nights?
I think I was going to want to watch the Bray Wyatt and
Cena.
Wow, I'm blanking right now.
John Cena.
Bray Wyatt and John Cena is the one I'm looking forward to, just because I really hope they don't squash Bray Wyatt's character again.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. It's going to kill everything, all the momentum he's built up again. So
and Roman Reigns.
I'm looking forward to the sneaky one is going to be Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins.
That might be one of the better matches, because those two work incredibly well.
Exactly. I like that one.
The Roman Reigns decision not to participate tonight in this event. You understand, what his concerns are, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to with him. It's tough. It's a tough spot for him too, because he looked like he was in line to win the championship again.
Yeah, I think he would have. Yeah, but I know you'll be glued to the TV here for the next couple of nights, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, before I let you go, and I know I've asked you this on a late-night version of our show, but this is maybe a completely different audience and a lot more people that are listening in the situation that we're in. A lot of Phillies fans are listening to you right now, and they want to know, in your opinion, they're getting a new manager in Joe Girardi, whom you know very well, and a new shortstop in Didi Gregorius that was obviously a big-time teammate of yours. Just how good are these two guys at what they do, and how good as far as just being people, good guys are these two people, Girardi and Didi?
Yeah, like you said, you're getting two incredible guys. When they were with us, it was awesome. You had Girardi, who's one of the legendary managers. He's got a World Series ring. He brings multiple, high win seasons over there. It's just they have those fans have something really good to look forward to coming these next few years. And same thing with Didi. I mean, being around Didi every day, great, great player. I mean, Chirkin, I mean, he's one hell of a player. It's going to be fun to watch, you know, on the other side, watching these guys over there, giving these Philly fans something to, you know, get happy about again. I feel like the Phillies have been down in the dumps here for a few years, but I think they're going to turn it around and they're going to be pretty good.
They're looking forward to it. Tommy, I can't wait for us to get the all clear and get you back on an airplane back to Florida and to see you again. In the meantime, enjoy WrestleMania, and we'll talk before the draft. All right, my friend?
Well, for sure, Ricky. You know that. I'll see you soon.
All right. That's our buddy Tommy Canely, not just a Yankee relief pitcher, but the biggest Eagle fan that I have ever met. I'm telling you, folks, this guy in his locker has at least 25 to 30 Eagle jerseys at one time, and different ones tomorrow. It's an incredible collection, and just a great, great Eagle fan, a great guy. He's a guy you want to have a cold one with, if you know what I mean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.